Okay.
No.
Then a place where boats stop and freight is unloaded?
Dock.
All right. And then a place where a large amount of water falls for a long distance. That's a giveaway question.
Waterfall.
Yes, uh-huh. Then what are roads made of, different materials?
Asphalt, concrete, or cement.
Mm-hmm.
Cement would be a good, that's what I remember hearing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose
they're not paved at all.
Dirt.
And what if they just have these little rocks?
Gravel.
Mm-hmm. And then what's that black sticky stuff?
That's asphalt. Well, or blacktop.
The stuff that goes into the...
Tar?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's it. Okay, then how about a little road that goes off the main road? What would you call it?
Path.
All right.
Depending on how small it is.
Well, big enough to drive on.
I wouldn't know. It'd be another dirt road or another road.
All right. And what if it's a road that goes up to a person's house out in the country?
Driveway.
All right. What if it's very long and it's tree-lined and up to a plantation house? Ever hear of a lane?
Yeah, but I've never heard it used like that.
Of what used?
Lane.
What would it mean to you then?
When I think of lane, I think of path.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't think of a driveway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, then, the place in the city where pedestrians walk?
Sidewalk.
Yeah. Do you have a name for the strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street? Some do and some don't. I don't.
Nothing, unless it would be median.
Okay. Well, all right. Now, median, you don't mean...
Wait a minute, between the sidewalk and the street?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You mean that just a little patch?
It's a strip of grass. And you have to mow it.
Yeah, I don't know what that would be called now.
It belongs to the city, but the homeowner has to mow it.
Right.
Okay. I have a friend from Alabama who calls that a tree lawn. He says he's the only person he knows that calls a tree lawn. Some people call it, well, there are places where it's banquette, and some call it neutral strip, I think. All kinds of names for it. I don't have a name for it. If you're walking along the road and a dog jumps out at you, you might reach over and pick up a...
Stick.
Well,
rock.
Okay, and you might, and then I...
Throw it.
Was that past? In the past, I...
I threw it.
Okay. And if you go to somebody's house and knock on the door and there's no answer, you say, I guess he isn't...
Home.
All right, and if someone came to visit your mother and you met the person in the yard, you might say, she's blank the house.
She left the house.
Hmm?
She left the house.
No, she hasn't left. She's actually present within the walls of the house.
She's in the house.
Okay. Or to tell which room, you might say she's blanked the kitchen.
She's in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Talking about putting milk in coffee, there are really two ways you can drink it, blank milk or blank milk.
With milk or without milk.
All right. What would you call coffee without milk?
Black.
All right. Any other term?
Straight.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear barefooted?
No.
Okay. Then, that's all right, you don't have to. If someone is not going away from you, you would say he's coming straight?
Toward you.
Mm-hmm. And if you saw somebody you weren't expecting to see, you might say later on, I just ran.
Into him.
Mm-hmm. And they gave the child the same name as her mother. They named her blank her mother.
After her mother.
Mm-hmm. The animal that barks?
Dog.
And if you wanted your dog to attack another dog or person, you'd say?
Sick him.
All right. Do you have a name for a dog that's no particular breed, he's just a mixture?
Mutt.
Suppose he's completely worthless.
Yard dog.
Okay. How about a very small, noisy dog?